much for the disease that was a hoax. So much for mocking those who wear a mask. So much for that cure the president took himself. So much for the disease that would disappear, the one that the Chinese cooked up. Ah, those happy days are gone. Trump is officially the latest statistic. I know none of you wish our man in the high tower ill, or his loving wife. We're not partisan rabid animals, after all, hoping for tragedy to befall our beloved president. But, speaking for myself, I was happy he caught the COVID. If anyone deserved a dose, this was the guy. The one who knew how bad the pandemic would be back in winter but decided not to panic the populace. The one who said behind closed door this virus outbreak would be fine since he wouldn't have to shake people's hands any longer. The heartless character who wanted to go back to normal, and if that meant sacrificing a few folks, so be it. The economy needed saving too. The happy warrior that claimed no one had come down with coronavirus at one of his maskless rallies. Yeah, that guy. Of course, this could just be more fake news. An April Fool's joke in October. Just kidding, folks. The Donald might tweet today. Gotcha. His doctor might roll out on Fox and Friends to say his patient was doing just fine. Nobody on planet Earth could beat a virus like this boy could beat a virus. Nobody. The man is a rock. Healthiest president ever. He could arm wrestle Teddy Roosevelt to a whimpering cry of uncle. We shouldn't worry that the man is old or obese, risk factors for others, but not for Dynamo Donald. He's up in his room watching Fox, eating burgers, swilling diet pop. He's fine. Worry about the virus. Better yet, or worse, worry about the folks he exposed the past few days. Sleepy Joe was quite a distance away behind his podium, but hellfire, a constant stream of projectile insults were spewing in wave after wave of COVID tsunami. Pity the folks in meetings, pre-rally gatherings, staff, reporters from Breitbart. Better get tested, folks. The hoax is real. The joke's on you. Now, just maybe, you'll see we're all in this together. Denial, hey. It's no longer immunity.